Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner is ruling that Alex Preddy died by homicide after he was shot by federal agents during an encounter on January 24th. The office released its findings Sunday, noting the 37-year-old Minneapolis man suffered multiple gunshot wounds and died that same day at HCMC. No additional autopsy details were provided. Officials emphasized that homicide refers to death caused by another person and does not determine criminal intent or culpability. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is backing Minnesota's lawsuit to end Operation Metro Surge. Call joined several Democratic attorneys general in filing a brief in support of the state's legal efforts to remove ICE from Minneapolis.
You know, what's happening in Minnesota is not happening in isolation. This is a test run for what may happen elsewhere. And so we need to make sure that no community is going to be subjected to this kind of intimidation and violation of people's rights.
He says the more pushback the White House gets, the more ICE will step back and remove itself from Minneapolis. A federal judge Saturday denied Minnesota's request to temporarily halt immigration enforcement operations in the state. Republican candidate for governor Lisa Daymuth has announced her fraud prevention plan. If she wins the election, the plan would include having her choice for Lieutenant Governor Ryan Wilson work with agencies to stop fraud and pass an Office of Inspector General bill to oversee fraud. But the House Speaker says the full legislature needs to take steps to stop fraud when session begins. Daymuth is one of 12 Republicans in the race for governor. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar announced her Democratic campaign this week. And February has been designated as Shop Local Stand Together Month by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Commissioner Matt Varelek says federal actions in Minnesota are not only having big human impacts, but big economic ones as well.
We're seeing businesses with reductions of 70% in revenue, and in some cases just having to close entirely. And so Minnesota businesses are hurting. And so we encourage folks to get out and maybe treat your family to some local retail shopping.
$5 million in grants are going to support small businesses facing payroll, rent, staffing, and inventory challenges. In other headlines, after 38 years, the longest Republican-endorsed legislator in state history is announcing his retirement. Senator Warren Limmer of Maple Grove made the announcement this morning. Limmer was first elected to the Minnesota House in 1988, and then moved over to the Senate after winning a special election in 1995. The co-responder program in the St. Cloud Police Department is funded through the next 3 years from a multi-state settlement. Police Chief Jeff Oxton says they will only have 2 mental health professionals, so they can't staff it around the clock, but they will work on follow-up calls.
Now our midnight officers who are working late at night when maybe there's not a co-responder on, if they're having trouble with a person who repeatedly calls and has mental health or substance issues, they'll get that name to them.
Since beginning in 2020, the program has been funded by Stearns County American Rescue Plan Act funds. And the Meeker County Sheriff's Office says 2 juveniles are safe after their ATV broke through the ice on Bell Lake Sunday afternoon. Deputies say the driver was heading back to shore when the front end of the ATV crashed through the ice, submerging the vehicle. Both the driver and passenger escaped without injury. This is MNN.